From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Belgium to charge several as terrorists after nationwide raids. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors said they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. This comes hours after the country's National Security Council met to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour, but there were no major incidents involving Belgium's Euro 2016 football match Saturday, which some had feared might be a target for militants. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and subway that killed 32 people. Tens of thousands of people have protested the presence of U.S. military bases on the Japanese island of Okinawa after an American contractor and former Marine was accused of raping and killing a local woman. The rally today called for a review of the U.S.-Japanese security agreement, which burdens Okinawa with hosting the bulk of U.S. troops in Japan. Jeff Kingston is a professor of Asian study and history at Temple University's Japan campus.
They feel so frustrated. You know, they've put up with a lot for a very long time. Nobody seems to listen. And so I think that these protests are not going to just go away. They're not going to die down.
Okinawa Governor Takeshi Onaga, who has spearheaded opposition to relocation of the U.S. air station, joined today's rally and apologized for failing to protect the young woman who died. Also contentious is a plan to relocate a Marine Corps air station to a less populated part of Okinawa, which developed after public anger erupted in 1995 over a rape of a girl. This is VOA News.